Discussion and action on possible center. Councilman Curley.
Mayor, like discussed in our work session.
Point of order.
State your point of order, please.
There's a time and a place, and the charter describes exactly when a council member may make a complaint of ethics. By the nature of this text, this is an ethics complaint on moral turpitude. It's inappropriate to turn this council chamber into a preliminary discussion of an ethics charge. And it's incumbent upon the parliamentarian, you, Mayor, to make that decision at this point of whether you're going to allow this council chamber to be placed into a position of debate and argument over ethics violations before it's reviewed by an ethics officer. Now, if the chair so desires to kill this now, then any council member can make a motion to override the chair's decision, wherein it will take 2/3 vote to do so. I encourage you at this time to allow this to go to the ethics officer, because I certainly am going to put it to the ethics officer.
Mayor, please keep in mind, too, Councilman Souza's previous comments toward our previous mayor and the accusations that he stated toward him. But now when a simple motion is fixing to be made, he uses point of order out of place to prevent discussion on this topic.
I don't think the point of order is out of place, and I feel that the point of order is well taken. I feel that the discussion in the work session was out of place, and I feel if there's a complaint, it needs to be filed with the city attorney or with the employees' board. We don't need to have a trial here on these accusations. I think the accusations need to be presented to the city attorney, and he handles it how he deems fit. I'll recommend going through the employees. It's not the ethics board. What's
personnel?
Personnel board to use for as a committee. Because we have accusations, but this is not a court of law. There's two sides to every question. And I feel that a committee like that should review it and then get back to the council on their findings. And as he stated, I can be overruled. It takes 2/3 vote.
2/3 is
four.
Yes. Mayor, can I make a comment?
Yes, sir.
Well, I can tell you for 3 years, Mr. Souza's tried a lot of people.
Point of order. Point of order. I now have the floor.
And I've got a list.
I have a point. Mayor, I've called a point of order. He's out of order.
That's correct. Go ahead, Councilman Souza. State your point of order, please.
Once you've stated the position of the chair, the agenda item is over unless it's challenged. Unless your decision is challenged, the continuance of this is out of order.
That is correct, sir. The point is well taken.
So what you're saying is there has to be a motion.
I move to appeal the chair's decision and continue discussion on this item agenda.
That is a motion. Do we hear a second?
I'll second that.
It takes a
brought my book tonight since we just adopted these rules. If anybody's interested, I'm reading from page 258 of the Roberts Rules of Order, newly revised, number 7, as it relates to appeals. Chair's decision stands until reversed by majority.
Which is 4?
3.
Simple majority.
3. Did we have a second on that?
We did.
Roll call vote?
No.
Councilmember Wyatt?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Harris?
Aye.
Councilmember Curley?
Aye.
Mayor Mayberry?
No. Motion carries.
Mayor, may I continue?
Yes.
I move that this city council request an apology from Councilmember Souza for his inappropriate conduct and comments toward members of this council and citizens.
That's your motion?
Yes.
I'll second that motion.
Any further discussion?
Sure is.
Yes, sir.
Councilman Harris, you sat here just in a meeting on 10 December saying that there are no...
Point of order, Mayor. This has... Councilman Harris's name was not mentioned as her inappropriate action in my motion made. This discussion should be limited to Councilman Souza's comments and conduct toward members of this council and members and citizens in the community.
No, I don't think so.
Actually, that point of order has been made... And I think it's well taken where not supposed to be. This whole thing's out of order.
I'll change. This is becoming a zoo. It's going to be a zoo. But anyway, a colleague of mine, that better for you?
Yes.
A colleague of mine, in addressing censorship, stated there is no intention to have censorship just a month or so ago, and now we're here for censorship? Isn't that wonderful? You're out of order. You're out of order.
Point of order, Mayor. Councilman Souza doesn't have the right to address people in the crowd.
Anyone?
That's the chair's responsibility.
Your point is well taken.
I'm not going to deal with that.
Mayor, may I have the floor to
give
my
reason? He's not through. Okay.
I'm going to read something. This is an email from Councilman Curley. It was to me with a CC to Danny Wyatt. It must feel good to be the fool of the town. Lies and ignorance do not exempt you from money you owe. Accusing folks of wrongdoing when you're more guilty than those accused. Your ignorance is impressive. You will pay what you owe, and your lies will not be overlooked. Also, not renewing your license and continuing to operate in another issue, good luck, clown. One last note. I intend to censor you at February's meeting, being the media prostitute that you are. You should get another front page article. This is from a councilman, an elected official. What this is, ladies and gentlemen, is a pre-election smear campaign. I don't want to get into what all I've said, but I'm prepared to tonight. And I'm prepared to turn this whole thing into some things that people will remember for the rest of their lives. Now, what the press puts, you know, they'll say, oh, my, Pete Souza made allegations. But everything that I say tonight, I will have the documentation for. So go ahead. Let's get this thing done.
Mayor, may I have the floor now since this was my agenda item?
Yes.
I ran for city council with the intention to help Crossville grow, help better our city services, and make Crossville a place where folks are proud to call their home. I believe after witnessing Councilman Souza's conduct over the last 38 months, his intention coming into office was to defame his political enemies and have them incarcerated, and not truly for the benefit of our city. If a person broadcasts truth in public, they don't have to worry about legal ramifications. When Councilman Souza was elected, he put all his assets into an irrevocable trust and boasted to former city attorney that he could say whatever he wanted about anyone because he has nothing he can be sued for except his military retirement income. I believe Councilman Souza would run this city's image into the ground to quench his thirst to have folks incarcerated. If you Google Crossville, Tennessee, a webpage comes up as Crooksville. This page is not something that someone who truly loves Crossville wants displayed on the web or wants folks to view that are looking to visit Crossville or businesses looking to bring jobs to Crossville. Councilmember Souza and his cronies are responsible for this webpage article. I believe Councilman Souza owes an apology for defaming our town because council did not side with him concerning the airport contract. I believe Councilman Souza owes an apology to the citizens of Crossville for his continued use of profanity in public meetings, for his attacks and organizing attacks on our city clerk, for his attacks on our police department, calling them cowboys, operating a business since 1991 and never obtaining a business license, misuse of point of order in meetings because he does not agree with other council members, receiving free legal advice from city attorney to pass to a group he is provoking to file litigation against the city, and wasting city resources to attack over two dozen citizens. We currently have two companies moving jobs out of this city because of Councilman Souza's public attacks on their owners. This conduct is absolutely unacceptable, and the citizens are paying for it. And Mayor, that's all I have to say.
Thank you, and I don't think this is bringing up past history. We don't think that we want to go back in everyone's history. I think that we need to be moving this community in a more forward manner.
Mayor?
Yes?
I have a second time to speak.
Yes.
Point of order, Mayor. We just passed standing rules and procedures that gives everybody the opportunity to speak before another council member speaks on his second time.
Anyone else have comments?
I don't believe I spoke on this. I believe I spoke on point of order. That doesn't count.
I got out of order. Okay. Go ahead.
That's the most biggest pile of garbage that I've ever heard. That I ran off businesses? Give me a break. Is that the best you can do? That I went out, and I'm sure you have proof of this, that I went out and caused a website to be done. I'm sure you have proof of that. You accused me of doing it. Matter of fact, you accused me of doing it on a Swisher electronics device. I have. I'm not going to comment on this any further because this is going to be going to litigation.
Any other questions or comments?
Mayor, I have a statement.
Yes.
I've thought a whole lot about this agenda item since last week's work session. The public has no idea what this council has been put through behind the scenes over the past year. We've been bogged down with one unnecessary distraction after another, which has at times polarized this council. These distractions have been extremely costly for our city, both monetarily and reputation-wise, and have not accomplished anything except to create a bad name for our city and its city council. It's time to get past these matters and get on with the business of our city. So I'm going to support Mr. Curley's motion.
There may be some bad press that's being put on our city, but there's a lot of positive things going on in our city. As you heard from the chief and the sheriff, there's positive things going on there. The drug coalition coming together is a very positive thing. The meeting this morning for 3 hours with the Ministerial Association was a very positive thing. The community is coming together very positive. So don't think that you're losing hope. Any other comments or questions on this?
I have one, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
As I said a minute ago, it's been a rough 3 years. There have been a lot of people attacked, allegations made that are not true. It started with the district attorney here about 3 years ago. There was 1,100 and I think 37 pages turned over to him alleging all the wrongdoings from the break of day to the crack of dawn on about 25 or 30 citizens, some of them past counsel, some of them private citizens. It went to the district attorney. He took it to the grand jury. The grand jury didn't rule on it.
Point of order.
State your point of order, please.
Mr. Wyatt is stating false information and false facts at this time. I took it to the grand jury. The DA did not take it to the grand jury. The grand jury never read a single one of those documents. The grand jury did not know that that was even being presented before.
Mayor, this is discussion after point of order, and you have not ruled yet.
Can I finish, Mayor?
The point of order is this, that the continuation of this is not on the agenda. It was not discussed. It was going to be discussed for 3.5 years of history. Is that what this council, is that what we want to hear today, 3.5 years?
Councilman Sousa, are you so ashamed of your actions you're not willing to sit there and listen to people discuss them? Is that why you keep interrupting everyone? Because that's what I'm thinking sitting over here.
Well, I don't believe your point. I've got a timeline here, and if I'm not correct, then he can talk about that when I get done.
Go ahead.
Then the district attorney here, he had another 300-something pages, sent it to the district attorney in Murfreesboro, alleging more wrongdoings of all kind of people. Probably some of y'all that are in here. The district attorney in Murfreesboro sent a letter back. Said there's no wrongdoings after a year. I've got a copy of that letter if anybody'd like to have one. Then it was submitted to the comptroller's office, state of Tennessee. They sent a letter back, so they're not investigating this. December 13, Mr. Sousa was, Scott Humphreys stood up in this room and asked Mr. Sousa, and this is out of the city records, is he taking this matter to the state level and that people are putting petitions together for the governor to have the comptroller look at the paperwork? In response to Mr. Humphreys, Councilman Sousa stated that if all higher-up authorities concur with the grand jury, your local, he'll resign. That December 13th.
You through?
I'm done.
Thank you, sir. We have a motion on the floor. I don't remember what it is.
Mayor, it's just to move that this council requests an apology from Councilman Member Pete Sousa for his inappropriate conduct and comments toward members of this council and citizens of this community.
We have a second. Yes, sir.
I wasn't going to speak on this issue, except we're going back to history a little bit. One of the things that I know other council members fought was this airport deal. You want to go back in history? Everybody that in this city that heard about what occurred there, where we have a property evaluator come in, give us two different appraisals
point
on
of
the same
order,
day at approximately
$300-some-thousand difference, okay? This was part...
Randall, we've got a point of order here.
Okay.
This does not pertain to my motion on the floor.
This is... Sir, it doesn't.
Okay, well, can I address the motion then?
Yes.
I don't believe that, you know, I stood up the work session, tried to get people to move on from this. You know, this has already been, the airport thing, you voted it in, all right? So we're, you know, this other stuff of trying to censure Councilmember Souza, the rules are very clear that this has to be a written complaint. I have yet to see a written complaint.
Point of order, Mayor. There is no motion on the floor for a censure.
Thank you, sir.
What is, Mayor, may I have a clarification?
Yes.
If Councilman Wyatt goes all the way back to the beginning of mine, why is it not germane that he, being the gentleman who just spoke, not be able to address the same time period? One rule for one person, another rule for another person? This is crazy.
Counselor? This particular motion can that be done?
Well, the council can.
The council can pass a resolution on anything they want to. I've said this before at work sessions. You can pass a resolution congratulating Peyton Manning on the win at the Super Bowl. The state legislator does it all the time. They congratulate people. They're normally positive motions. Of course, I'm going to advise you as a council not to move on this motion because, but it's purely something that's a policy matter. I represent this entire board, and I can't take a stance on one person over another. I'm here to just advise you on the procedure and the law, and this is outside of my scope and realm of what I've been hired to do.
Yes.
One of the councilmen here accused Councilman Souza of meeting with a group of people if we're going to sue the city. Well, I set that group up, and that's exactly not true. We have people that brought up the told Sellis about a lawsuit that could be filed on this grant, and John Anthony, who has Sustainable Freedom Lab, he went through legal counsel with it, presented a long email to the city clerk, the city manager, and everything, and it mentioned a third-party lawsuit could be filed by a civil rights organization, an individual, or another government entity. Our group would not say anything about a lawsuit. Then comes out of a work session that this was true. They didn't even ask anybody about it in the meeting if this was true. Another councilman gets up and say, well, maybe we should charge people like that for meeting with a city councilman in the city hall. And city manager didn't think much of that, but there was nothing said about lawsuit or suing the city, period. Now, you can ask, there's some of the other members would have been here. Two of them are running for statewide delegate to the Republican National Committee, and they're at a candidates forum in Cookeville. That's why they're not here tonight. Now, I don't like to be aspersions cast on us like that. And that's all I have to say.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to make a comment in that respect.
Please.
What Mr. Franks is saying, the group did not say, from the information I've received, the group of concerned citizens did not say they were going to sue the city. There was an email that circulated, and it's important to get your facts straight. An email that circulated from our city manager to our attorney, and the comments made were that, and I have the email should anyone desire to see it, was that Mr. Souza, his analogy was that this group may consider suing the city. So that's why the subject was brought up. No one said this, that the concerned citizens group said that. It was an email that raised the discussion. So it's important that you get your facts straight.
Hang on.
Time out.
That was my email. May I comment on that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Whether it be the police department, public works, the utility department, any part of this, when the public calls me, they may say, well, we're going to sue the city. They may not say we're going to sue the city. But when they speak with an intense anger, first of all, I didn't know who these people were, okay? I still couldn't even tell you their last names. I don't think it was one group. I think it was a number of people. So when I say that somebody may do something, that happens to me at least once a week where people call in anger. So when you want to defuse a situation, you sit down and you listen. And you listen to the complaints of the citizens. Councilman Curley says, I don't understand how Souza gets all those phone calls. I don't get any phone calls. Comes from listening and talking. I did very little talking in that meeting. I listened. So what I was saying, and it's out of context from my colleague over there, and she used my name, but I can't use her name because we have two sets of rules here. What I did was to meet with concerned citizens and listen to their complaints. And that's what I'm elected to do. And if I address something to the city manager, so be it. If he readdresses it to the attorney, that's his prerogative. But that's out of context. There's no legal discussions, no discussions of lawsuits. There was a concern that a lawsuit may arise out of it. After reviewing all the material and the various lawsuits that have plagued this one agenda of the government, but that was the extent of it. This is all sensationalism tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is all about the election.
I'm authorized to call for a 5-minute recess at this time where I can confer with our city attorney. We have 5-minute recess. If I can have your attention, please. I apologize for the extended 5-minute recess. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to call for previous question, which would require a second.
And second.
We have a second. It also requires a 2/3 vote to be passed. Roll call vote, please.
You may. I'm confused. Mr. Mayor, you're calling the question?
Yes.
Okay.
You're voting now on whether or not to actually vote on the question. You're not voting on the motion. Just whether or not to vote on
to end discussion, correct?
Yes.
End discussion.
And you're saying it requires 4 out of 5 votes?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready now. Councilmember Sousa?
Yes.
Councilmember Wyatt?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Harris?
Aye.
Councilman Curley?
Aye.
Mayor Mayberry?
Yes. Now we go back to the motion at hand. We have a second on that. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Sousa?
Abstain.
Councilmember Wyatt?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Harris.
Aye.
Councilmember Curley.
Aye.
Mayor Mayberry.
No. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda.
I'd just like to address something. I don't intend to make a motion to censure Councilman Souza, because I feel like that would just waste more city resources that's already been wasted. And hopefully, he will apologize for the mentioned issues, and we can go on, because we've done a lot of good things here tonight that we discussed before this item agenda came up.
We've had a motion in its past that has been basically a request.
The request is denied.